Hello, backstage. So, I wanted to do another questionnaire because they're fun and I like talking to myself. I'm talking to you guys, but as I'm recording it, I'm talking to myself. So, I've decided to do Petal's fifth questionnaire. There's like, well, technically, there's six of them that I know of. Oh my God. But anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna do the fifth one. And I hope you'll forgive any clicking sounds or anything that you hear. The weather has changed, and I can feel my throat starting to get scratchy. So I'm like preemptively like on the cough drop thing. So you may hear some clicking, and that's what that is. Anyway, so first question, what is your love language? Words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, or physical touch? I kind of have more like in terms of how I express love and affection, I do gifts and acts of service. Like that's how I express my affection for people. As far as like how I want to receive love and affection. Fuck, I don't know. acts of service is nice. It's doing things for me so I don't have to do it myself. It's nice. I like that. Acts of service is nice. I'm not huge into like material things, and words of affirmation is nice, but like prove it, you know? It's real easy to say, you know, I love you, you're my everything. But yeah, but what are you gonna do about it? What have you done for me lately, Eddie? Anyway, yeah, that was a strange one to start on. Anyway, two. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? So my favorite kink is pretty boy begging. And I guess I discovered that as a kink. I've always kind of, not always, but for the most part, I attract subby guys, like just by who I am. And I had a boyfriend who was subby, and I'm dummy, and he was very subby, and I didn't recognize it at the time. Looking back, I do. And we were in a situation where we were kind of limited in what we were able to do. And I was teasing him. Oh, I was teasing him so bad. Looking back, like, oh my God, the poor thing. I feel bad for him now because it was so much to deal with. But I was teasing him, and he started begging. And it was just incredibly, like, desperate, needy begging, which did it for me. And I'm like, oh, this is a thing I enjoy. Okay, good to know. We'll file that one away. And that's all. That's been my favorite thing, like my all-time favorite thing. Anyway, number three, what do you wear to bed? I'm so boring, y'all. I'm so boring. Most times it's an oversized t-shirt and some like just joggers that are a little too big and fuzzy socks. Excuse me. I don't do the sexy sleepwear thing. It's got to be comfortable, and I have roommates that are sometimes insensitive, inconsiderate is a better word. I have roommates that are sometimes inconsiderate and will bust in my room like the goddamn police if there's some sort of something they think is an emergency. It's never actually an emergency, but something that they think is an emergency, they'll just bust up in my room so I can't like sleep naked without giving them an eyeful, and that's not a dynamic we want to have. So yeah, no sexy sleepwear, sorry. Number four, where are you answering this questionnaire? Bedroom, kitchen, office, car. I'm in my bedroom, like I'm laying in bed. I was reminded that I'm an old lady this evening, so I excused myself from the communal spaces in the house and holed up in my bedroom, and that's where I'm gonna remain. Number five, what's your favorite kind of soup? That's not one that I had considered. Excuse me. In general, I like chicken tortilla soup, which is super easy to make and it tastes really good, and I really enjoy that. But like when I'm sick, it's gotta be chicken and rice soup. And I have been so broke that I did not have chicken and rice soup. I had rice and I had chicken broth. And I made rice with the chicken broth, and it was kind of like chicken and rice soup. And that was that's my struggle sick meal. Struggle soup. Number six, how do you pronounce the word? It's caramel. And I usually, I've called it both ways. I've said data and data. And I have no explanation for when I use which one. Like, it just depends on the day and how I'm feeling, I guess. I don't know. Generally, I say route, although I have been known to say route, because the road I grew up on was a rural route, was our address. It's pecan. It has always been pecan. It will always be pecan. I grew up in and around the industry of harvesting, selling, and shipping the things. They're pecans. Fight me about it. In general, I use aunt, but I also, when referring to specific family members, use aunt and ain't, depending on their generational placement. It's envelope and pajamas. Although when I shorten it, I call them jammies, but I don't say pajamas. I say pajamas. And it's crayon. Number seven, would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? I have an identical twin version of myself, and no. No, Chelsea and I would not. But even if it were like actual, like clone carbon copy, it is me, it is the same as me. No. I am not my type. Number eight, say your partner or potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Okay, so I like nerdy shit of all stripes, like comic books and movies and fantasy and, just all the nerdy shit. I like all the nerdy shit. But Dr. Spencer Reed has ruined me because like serial killers and like crime shit is like talk serial killers to me. excuse me. Clearly I have a problem, but yeah. Dr. Reed's character has ruined me as far as that's concerned, because yeah, serial killers is one of my favorite things to talk about. Number nine, dating wise, how old is too old for you and how young is too young? In the abstract, as a mental exercise, I would say absolute cutoff is 18 years on either side. Like, I cannot reasonably be your parent or your child. Like, if you're old enough to be my child or my parent, that's not gonna work for me. In practice, like practical application, I don't know, I think. Ten years on either side is probably closer, like to, because any younger or older than, like any younger than that, and we're not gonna have a whole lot in common to talk about. And any older than that, you're gonna feel like you're automatically the authority and the dominant partner in the situation because of your additional life experience, and that's just not going to work for me. In actual fact, though, I think the biggest age gap of people that I've dated is actually like 3 years in either direction, 3 years older and 3 years younger. So yeah, that was a lot, sorry. 10, has anyone ever told you sound like someone else, a celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? No. I get that I look like someone else all the time. All the time. Everyone that, you know, excuse me. I always get, oh, you look just like, I know someone that looks just like you. Quack, 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 quack. No, you don't. You know someone who's got red hair and or wears glasses. And everyone thinks that everyone with red hair and glasses looks the same. We do not. But, and, oh, you look just like. Show me a picture. Show me a picture of the person that you think I look just like. They don't look just like me. They have red hair and they wear glasses. That's where the similarities end. But no, I've never been told that I sound like somebody else. Number 11, how old do you think your listeners think you are? I've asked a couple of listeners, and I think the general consensus is that I'm probably in my mid-20s, mid to late 20s, is what I found in my very random and my not very scientifically sound polling. Number 12, are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food that you like that most other people don't? I'm kind of a picky eater. I generally, if there's stuff that's got something like one element in it that I don't like, I'll just pick it out and I'll eat the rest of it. I'm not like, oh, I just absolutely will not eat this because it's got bleh in it or whatever. But I'm a creature of habit. Like, if I find something that I like, I'll eat that every time. I'm not super adventurous when it comes to food. What will you absolutely not eat? Oysters of any variety. It's not going to happen. I'm not interested. And also fucking raw onions. Who the fuck eat raw onion? Ugh. Ugh. As far as, is there a food you like that most other people don't? I wouldn't say most other people, but a lot of people don't like pineapple on pizza. And I love that shit. I love it. Ham and pineapple pizza? What? Yes. Give me all of that. Are you not going to eat yours? Because I'll eat yours too. Like, I will put that shit away. Number 13, is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm fixated on or want to learn more about. The UK and British Isles have, you know, hold special interest to me. And Scotland in particular, I want to go. I've always had an affinity for and affection for Scotland. And I've never been. I'd like to go. But I wouldn't say that it's something I'm fixated on. That sounds a lot more obsessive than what I actually have going on. Number 14, can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Me personally? Yes. Excuse me. That kind of sounds like some, like, cold, fucking cold-hearted shit to say, but I just, a lot of people, fall in love with that feeling of falling in love, like the actual falling, swooping in your stomach, giddy every time you talk to the person, feeling. And a lot of people get addicted to that feeling. And then when that feeling goes away, because it smooths out and now, you know, you're in a relationship with a person, or you're, you know, you're in love now, and it, that the falling has stopped, you've arrived, you've landed. And it's not as, it's not that roller coaster feeling anymore. And people get bored and go and find another person to fall, quote unquote, fall in love with. But I'm very wary of that feeling. And I'm a deep roller, and I know that about myself. And so I have taught myself to be wary of that feeling and to rein myself back in when I start having that feeling. Because it doesn't last forever. That falling feeling doesn't last forever. Eventually you have to land. And I just, like I said, I'm very cautious of that falling feeling. I don't want to say I don't like it. Everybody likes that feeling, but it makes me very nervous. And so, yeah, no, I could comfortably go the rest of my life without falling in love. I would absolutely grow to love someone. I like, you know, it's not that I don't love people. I do. I just, the falling makes me nervous. So yeah, that's, I don't know. Anyway, 15, do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? I kind of prefer gray skies. I like when it's kind of overcast and just slightly cool. Like maybe it'll rain, maybe it won't, and you have to smell the air to know if it's gonna rain or not. That petrichor smell. Anyway, prefer gray skies, yes. 16, what were your favorite shows as a child? Fucking, oh, The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross and Louisiana Cooking with Justin Wilson were two of my favorite shows as a child. They've got The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross on like Netflix, and I watch that shit. Like I push it, I put that shit on sometimes to go to sleep. But yeah, so those were two of my favorites when I was a child, and you know, like most of the old school PBS programming. But yeah, The Joy of Painting and Louisiana Cooking, because I was born an old lady, apparently. 17, what is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're vegan, it'd be beans or soy or whatever. I know that it's bad for me, and I know that I can't subsist on just red meat. I love steak. I love a steak, and I eat that shit rare, like just fucking cut off the horns, wipe its ass, and run it by the table. Like, you know, like I said, I know it's bad for me, and I can't eat, you know, subsist on just that. But if I were to have like a last meal, it would have to, I'd have to have a steak. 18. Are you interested in crew tr are you interested in true crime? Yes. Yes, I love like all the forensic files and like, you know, whatever ID channel shows, you know, all of that stuff. Reading true crime books. I read oh fuck, what was it called? I cannot remember the name of it now, but it was essentially an autobiography by a serial killer. Like he had, obviously he had to have assistants. His, he went all the way there. He had to have some help, but it was essentially an autobiography, and I cannot remember the name of it now, and that's gonna drive me insane. But anyway, but yeah, so I read all the true crime books. I read Helter Skelter in like middle school, and freaked out everybody. Yeah, I like true crime stuff. 19. What are your hard limits sexually? I don't like degradation and humiliation is not my thing at all. Yeah, at all. Like I, not for myself, and it makes me uncomfortable to sort of inflict that on a partner, even if they're like even if that's their preference and they ask for it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, not quite. I've said before in some other questionnaires, I get like contact shame or contact embarrassment. Like, so if somebody else is embarrassed, it makes me embarrassed. And so I can't do that to people, and I don't like it done to me. Also, I don't do anal. I don't enjoy it. It's not pleasant to me. And I've done my time. I've done my time. I've put in, my requisite years of suffering through sex that I didn't enjoy, and I'm done with that. I will not be doing that anymore. I would rather not have sex at all than have sex that's not bringing me pleasure. So, sorry about it. I do know several people that are like super into it, and it's totally their jam. I can direct you that way, but it is not me. 20. Do you like reality television? I do. Some reality television. Like, I like MasterChef. I like cooking shows because I'm a fat kid. But I like the cooking shows, some of the cooking shows. Some of the competition shows. But I don't like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't like, Jersey Shore, if that's still a thing. Like, I don't like shit like that. I didn't like Real World, or, I'm not really into Survivor and stuff like that. Excuse me. So some reality television. Like, I had to stop watching American Idol because, hey, it's fucking sellout, and the bullshit what they did to Frenchie Davis was garbage. But also, for a while there, the very first, like the open audition tryouts, it seemed like their focus and the point of them was to show and make fun of people who were not good. And again, I get contact shame, and I'm like, I would squick the fuck out, and I would be so embarrassed for these people because they think they're good and they're very clearly not, and the show's going out of its way to, to embarrass them. And I just, I couldn't. I can't deal with that. 21. What do you think of pegging? I'm generally in favor. 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? Kids are a lot more like straightforward about stuff. It depends on what age they are. For the most part, kids are like, "Hey, do you want to be my girlfriend? Hey, do you want to be my boyfriend?" Or will invite the other person to do something that they enjoy doing. And that there's a very admirable honesty. It's admirable how like honest and direct it is when kids ask each other out versus adults who will, beat around the bush forever, and does this person actually like me, and I don't wanna, put myself out there for them to reject me. Adults have a lot more fear of rejection and will sort of go out of their way. Like, adults will invite each other to do things that they don't enjoy. Like, someone will ask someone else, person A will ask person B to go out and do something that person A thinks person B likes. Person A doesn't like it, they're not interested in it, but they think person B does, and so they'll ask him for that. So, on the one hand, it's thoughtful to show that you have noticed the other person's interests and that you're inviting them to do something that you think that they will like. On the other hand, if it's not something that you also like, you're starting out from a position of, I'm willing to compromise myself for you, which is, can be good later on, but it's a bad place to start from. I think anyway, I would rather have someone invite me to go do something that they like, that tells me more about who they are as a person, rather than have them invite me to do something that they think I like, because maybe I don't, and I want to go out with them, but I don't want to be rude and tell them that I don't want to do this thing that they've suggested, and so now we're both having a shit time because neither of us like this thing, but we just want to hang out, and so we're being polite to one another. And that's like, just fucking say, like, hey, do you want to go bowling? I'm not really into bowling, can we do something else, you know? Like, anyway. 23, do you like raw onions in your food? No, ever. No raw onions in my food. One of my coworkers always, like, every once in a while, he'll go and get, you know, pick up food from somewhere for the team. And because I'm a creature of habit and I always get the same thing, he knows my order at each of the different places that we'll go, that he goes to pick up the stuff. And it's always no onions. Always have to tell him to take the onions out. And he's very good about remembering. He went one time to pick up our food and he checked it, and God bless him for checking, but he checked it and there were onions in mine, and he made them remake it. He's like, she will kill me. I'm not taking this back. Y'all want me to die. Please remake it. So yeah, no raw onions in anything ever. I've got an uncle that makes me my own separate thing of potato salad at like Christmas and Thanksgiving that doesn't have onions in it. 24. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? I cannot. I had to try just now, but in fact, I cannot. 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? I like cuddling. Sometimes I just, you know, will like do just touching a little bit with a hand, or, you know, hold hands or something, like some little, you know, cute, obnoxious, something like that. I like cuddling, but most recently, my most recent attempt with that, I was informed that I put off more heat than a wood-burning stove, and I was sweating him out, and he couldn't snuggle with me because I was gonna sweat him out. So, yeah. I like cuddling, but I put off too much heat. 26, do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? Not anymore. I used to when I was younger, and I would get, you know, like the little microwave pizzas and like bagel bites and, you know, giant box of, you know, White Castle or Crystal Burgers or whatever, like garbage bachelor food. But these days I try not to eat so much trash. So I don't shop at Costco or Sam's. It's Sam's here. I haven't seen a Costco in Georgia. 27. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? Such as medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, fucking a 50-foot tall woman, etc. Well, I haven't really thought about it. I don't have anything that's like way crazy outside the realm of possibility. Although, now that I think about it, I would have liked to have met a specific person years ago while we were both in what we now consider to be our ideal shape. Yeah, that would have been something. Ooh, I'm sorry, I got lost in my thoughts for a moment. I'm back. I'm here. 28. What's a fashion trend of your youth that you find absolutely atrocious now? Okay, y'all. At the time, I loved JNCOs with the giant, huge, like, not super huge because I was very small and they didn't make them in the waist size that I wore, but with the huge, you know, the legs too big that cover up your whole shoe and everything. And oh my God, they're so bad. Looking back now, like, why? I was so tiny. Why would I wear things that swallowed me like that? It was because I wasn't comfortable with myself or my body, and so I wanted things that swallowed me up like that. I wore JNCOs and, you know, band t-shirts in several sizes too big, and, you know, flannel shirts over that. And anyway, but yeah, the JNCOs were so bad. Oh my God. 29. What is your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Scottish is my favorite accent, and harkening back to my love for Scotland. But really, all the British Isles accents are nice. They're pleasant to listen to. But Scottish is my favorite. And as far as the quality of a voice that would draw me in, I don't know. I kind of like the timbre of a voice when it's sort of lower pitched, and it's not like an affectation, but you can tell that it's sort of a lazy bedroom voice. Not lazy necessarily, but you can tell that it's a bedroom voice. I like listening to, like, I like audios that start from there, but I also like listening to audios where you can hear where it's got some backstory or buildup or whatever, and you can hear when it goes from regular speaking voice to bedroom voice. But yeah, I mean, that, I don't really know how to describe it other than that. Yeah, I'm not very good at that, sorry. 30. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I do flirt back sometimes. Normally, I'm just thanking them for listening, but I do flirt back sometimes if it was a particularly slick flirt that the person made to begin with, or if I feel like I have a particularly clever or witty response. I can't resist a witty response. So if I can make one, I do. But for the most part, I try to just be, you know, I try to just thank them for listening. 31. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? It depends on the tone. Because I'm in Georgia, where everybody is sweetie, honey, darling. And if it's just sort of, if, and I use dear a lot for random other people, you know, for strangers or random, you know, everybody is dear. But if it's someone like I'm in a store and I'm waiting in line and the cashier opens another register and is like, sweetie, I can take you over here. That's fine. I don't typically like sweetheart because there's almost always at least some measure of condescension when strangers call you sweetheart. When you're a woman in Georgia and a stranger calls you sweetheart, there's almost always some measure of condescension, and I hate that. But yeah, it depends on the tone. That sort of patronizing or condescending tone, I can't stand, and I'm like, I'm not your fucking baby. My name is Sella. Miss Hattrick, if you're nasty. But yeah, so it depends on the tone. For the most part, I don't mind if it's not, you know, if it's coming from a positive place, I don't mind. 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? Well, like pretty much everyone else on the planet, I like high cheekbones. Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Hiddleston, you know. I can't help it. I find that attractive. But one that's sort of unusual is I like when someone has, like, when their teeth are just a little bit crooked. Like, I don't, not like jacked up grill, how the fuck do you eat, but like just a little bit crooked. Because I like the crooked smile. It's, I don't know, it's appealing to me. So yeah, if they're like, it doesn't have to be like all of them or whatever, just one or two, just a little crooked. I like that. I'm gonna completely blame Billy Corgan for that, because I was like all about him when I was, in my formative years. And his teeth are a little crooked. And there's some other musicians too that have the same thing going on. But yeah, I like just a slightly crooked smile. Anyway, 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about on all your fingers and toes? I can count the number of sexual partners I've had on all my fingers. I don't have to break out my toes. 34. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? I have. And I'm going to leave it at that, because I'm not stroking anyone's ego by specifying. So, yeah, and that was the questionnaire. I did not ramble for as long as I thought I was going to. Go me. All right, well, thanks for listening, guys.